This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're about 5 years out now from the worst of the foreclosure crisis. The federal government still owns about 200,000 homes, and some of them have families living inside. Renters who probably never thought they'd have lenders like Fannie Mae for landlords. And the lenders certainly didn't intend to be landlords either. Rowan Morgarity sent us this story from one neighborhood in Los Angeles.
1139 Adams Boulevard looks foreclosed. Most of the windows are boarded up, and there's a tall chain-link fence outside. But 17 people live here. In the yard, a woman rakes leaves near a brand new kiddie pool.
My name is Elva Moran. I've lived in this house for 3 years.
Elva Moran and her family live in a converted garage tacked on to the back of the house. The landlord split the home illegally into three units. 2 years ago, things began to go downhill.
They cut the power, they cut the water.
Moran's landlord went AWOL with a utility bill over $10,000. But L.A. is short on cheap housing, so Moran and her neighbors stayed.
My daughter had to start doing her homework in the car.
It turned out the mortgage hadn't been paid either. Fannie Mae had foreclosed on the property 2 months before the utility shut off, but it hadn't notified the tenants.
One morning, people showed up with papers and started taking pictures. They said we had 15 days to leave.
Moran and her neighbors have been fighting Fannie Mae's eviction with the help of a tenants' rights group. But they've dealt with three management companies and two sets of lawyers without a resolution. Richard Green is director of the Lusk Center for Real Estate at USC.
Lenders are not set up to be owners of real estate. They don't know how to manage the management companies.
But lenders are landlords, with hundreds of thousands of tenants. Nearly half of people living in foreclosed homes are actually renters. Green says bad loans are what got lenders in this position in the first place. Even so, Fannie Mae isn't the only one responsible.
The person who is most to blame is whoever the original borrower was.
That person, Moran's old landlord, is nowhere to be found. So where does that leave Fannie Mae?
It just may not be in their interest to come to any resolution. They're better off just ignoring it, letting the tenants stay put, not having them pay rent.
And waiting until house prices go up more. Stan Humphries is chief economist at Zillow. He says processing foreclosures quickly means hiring more staff, and that's expensive.
They view this as a short-term issue that's going to go away, and they don't want to then ramp up only to have to ramp down again after that.
From a business perspective, he says, lenders' top priority is selling off homes that are already in good shape, the houses they know will sell quickly.
But then there are homes that do require some significant work, and there I think that there is a bit of a slow pedaling.
Fannie Mae declined to comment. At 1139 Adams, the tenants are suing for damages. The electricity is back on, but the rest of the house continues to fall apart. 6 months ago, a new management company took measurements to replace some boarded up windows. At this point, Elva Moran can't help but laugh about it.
They took pictures but haven't come back.
Whatever happens, the tenants are committed to waiting it out. In Los Angeles, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity for Marketplace.